At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Personality NLP astrology case study for Daniel. Ascendant, Vishaka, Libra, Mercury, and Swati, Libra, first house. Daniel's ascendant in Vishaka, placed in Libra, gives him a governing psyche that blends intellectual focus, strategic charm, and an inner drive to reach meaningful goals. Vishaka, ruled by Jupiter, is a nakshatra of determination, often concerned with achievement, mastery, and personal evolution. Libra lends a natural sense of balance, relational finesse, and aesthetic awareness, but Vishaka adds force, clarity, and depth of purpose. This is someone who is not here to coast. Daniel likely moves through the world with a diplomatic front, but a piercing mental agenda beneath. His presence may feel calm and refined, yet there's a distinct sense of internal ambition and directionality that gives weight to how he carries himself. Overlaying this is Mercury placed in Swati, also in Libra and in the first house, fusing Daniel's identity and communication style into one tightly woven mechanism. Swati, ruled by Rahu, is the nakshatra of adaptability, intellectual independence, and movement through subtle spaces. Mercury here gives Daniel a sharp, strategic mind with a non-linear, unorthodox intelligence. He likely speaks with polish, but thinks far faster and deeper than he lets on. His words are selected, persuasive, and often tactically deployed. He knows how to speak to people's listening, yet he always keeps his internal map as the compass. The combination of Vishaka and Swati in Libra suggests a personality that is charismatic, intelligent, unpredictable, and deeply intentional. From an NLP perspective, this points to a dominantly auditory, digital, and visual symbolic processing style. Daniel likely thinks in structured ideas and conceptual patterns, tracking how systems connect while maintaining personal distance from emotional noise. His cognition is analytical, fast, and often abstract. He processes by logic and alignment more than by feeling or bodily intuition. He likely responds best to language precision, systems thinking, and narrative coherence, and is highly sensitive to tone, phrasing, and nuance in verbal exchange. Daniel's attention direction is clearly self-oriented. The double emphasis on the first house and Mercury's presence here suggests he filters life through his own lens of reason, strategy, and internal standards. He is likely very aware of his own mental processing, not in a self-absorbed way, but with an ongoing internal calibration of, does this make sense to me, rather than, do others approve? He may excel in solo decision-making or leadership roles that require autonomy of thought and precision. His motivation direction in this area leans towards, especially toward clarity, mental mastery, and influence. Vishaka and Swati both signal a kind of mental conquest drive, not to dominate others, but to win against confusion, vagueness, or intellectual laziness. He is likely drawn to problems that need unraveling, puzzles that require patience, or interactions where his verbal and mental edge can shine. However, he may withdraw from environments that demand emotional vulnerability before rational trust is built. His operational style is strongly options-oriented, thanks to Swati's Rahu rulership. Daniel thrives in environments where he can explore, analyze, and test, but without being boxed into rigid frameworks. He may resist bureaucratic systems or predefined roles in favor of fluid, open-ended intellectual challenges. He prefers mental freedom over mechanical routine and likely does best in systems that reward strategic thinking over obedience. Altogether, Daniel's Vishaka ascendant and Mercury in Swati in the first house give him a governing psyche that is strategic, precise, mentally agile, and self-contained. His NLP drives here reflect someone who moves with inner logic, speaks with refined awareness, and operates from a deeply internal metric of clarity and purpose. He may appear cool, adaptive, or even detached, but beneath is a mind working overtime to map, assess, and ultimately refine the world through thought, speech, and elegant decisiveness. Fifth house, Jupiter in Shatabisha, Aquarius. Daniel's fifth house, governing intelligence, memory, creativity, personal expression, and how he imparts knowledge, contains Jupiter in Shatabisha, placed in Aquarius. This is a placement of philosophical independence, symbolic thinking, and deep systemic understanding. Jupiter brings expansion, ethical wisdom, and teaching energy. In Aquarius, it becomes filtered through abstract thought, future vision, and intellectual reform. Shatabisha, ruled by Rahu, intensifies this with a drive to heal through complexity, making Daniel's personal intelligence field less performative and more detached, structured, and pattern-oriented. He likely prefers to express himself systems, models, or teachings that bring clarity to what is typically obscured or chaotic. From an NLP standpoint, this is a highly auditory, digital, and visual symbolic learning and output style. Daniel likely processes information by mapping abstract frameworks, perceiving emotional systems through intellectual lenses, and expressing his creativity in ways that are precise, structured, and conceptually layered. He may not create for emotional release, but for functional elegance and coherent meaning, whether in writing, teaching, design, or symbolic systems. His action style in the fifth house is reactive with philosophical intent. Aquarius doesn't perform for applause, and Shatabisha prefers emotional containment to overt display. Jupiter here gives him an inner compass. He will act, speak, or create only when something feels ethically necessary or intellectually correct. His ideas may seem emotionally neutral, but they carry subtle emotional intelligence delivered through logic and structure. Daniel's frame of reference in personal intelligence and creative expression is strongly internal. He doesn't seek external validation for his ideas. He seeks alignment with higher principles, future value, or symbolic accuracy. This allows him to develop a rich internal voice, often functioning as a quiet mentor archetype, someone who refines, simplifies, and imparts truth through subtle mastery rather than performance. His motivation direction is primarily towards, but directed at abstract long-term goals. Jupiter in Aquarius is drawn to clarity, social reform, and legacy-level contribution, not to ego-based expression. In learning, he moves toward systems that explain the deep structure of things, especially in psychology, philosophy, or symbolic logic. He may also be drawn to mentoring, guiding, or designing frameworks that others can use to navigate complexity. His creative and cognitive style is best suited to solo or high-trust proximity. Daniel likely thrives in environments where he can think and build without interruption or collaborate with others who respect his intellectual autonomy and clarity of purpose. He doesn't enjoy emotional noise in creative settings. He prefers focused, clean, and principle-driven spaces where insight can be developed methodically. Altogether, Jupiter in Shatabisha in the fifth house gives Daniel a deeply structured, independent, and symbolic mind, one that learns and teaches through abstraction, pattern clarity, and emotionally intelligent detachment. His NLP drives in this domain reflect a person who seeks to make meaning legible, not flashy. Someone whose creativity and intellect are aligned not with self-display, but with systemic healing, truth mapping, and long-range refinement of thought. Eighth house, K2 in Rohini. Daniel's eighth house, which governs psychological depth, intimacy, transformation, secrecy, and how one processes what lies beneath the surface, contains K2 in Rohini, placed in Taurus. This is a deeply rooted and karmically sensitive placement, reflecting a psyche that is inwardly calm, materially discerning, and emotionally self-contained in domains others may find destabilizing. The eighth house brings exposure to intensity, but Ketu, the planet of detachment and past life mastery, suggests that Daniel may have already internalized much of what others struggle to understand about emotional entanglement, trust, and shared power. Rohini, ruled by the moon, adds beauty, sensuality, and emotional refinement, making this a placement that is both magnetically subtle and quietly resolved. From an NLP perspective, K2 in Rohini in the eighth supports a kinesthetic and dissociative processing style when it comes to deep emotion, power dynamics, and personal transformation. Daniel may instinctively feel through intense psychological material without getting entangled in it, observing rather than identifying, processing internally rather than reacting externally. This placement often quietly tracks emotional tone, energetic boundaries, and unspoken power exchanges, making him highly perceptive in one-on-one dynamics, yet rarely needing to assert dominance. His frame of reference in the eighth house is completely internal. Kedu operates from memory, instinct, and inner calibration. In Rohini, this lends Daniel a sense of what feels emotionally or energetically right, even if he can't explain it analytically. He may quietly reject emotional dependence or psychological drama, not out of avoidance, but because his system has already processed those lessons. His preference is for emotional elegance, peace, and truth beneath form. His motivation direction here is distinctly away from, especially when it comes to emotional volatility, forced intimacy, or manipulative power structures. Daniel is not drawn toward chaos or trauma dynamics. He recognizes their presence, but does not get pulled in. That said, this does not indicate repression. Rather, it suggests that he has no interest in re-engaging lessons he has already internalized. Instead, he quietly removes himself from unnecessary entanglement. His action style in 8th house contexts is reactive and nonlinear. K2's influence means he may respond to emotional or psychological intensity in unusual ways, through silence, stillness, redirection, or symbolic distancing. He doesn't confront to resolve, he withdraws to neutralize. And with Rohini's lunar grace, even his disengagement feels smooth, grounded, and final. His work or relational preference in this domain is clearly solo or deep one-on-one, and only when emotional boundaries are respected. The eighth house often governs behind-the-scenes intelligence, healing, or psychological work. Daniel may have a gift for holding space for others' emotional processes without absorbing them, or for understanding complex inner dynamics without ever making them public. Altogether, K2 and Rohini in the eighth house gives Daniel a calm, karmically resolved, and emotionally non-attached depth architecture. His NLP drives here reflect someone who navigates emotional and psychological undercurrents with silent clarity, felt discernment, and refined withdrawal. He does not engage transformation through drama. He transforms through elegant distance, deep sensing, and the quiet wisdom of already knowing what lies beneath. Ninth house, Saturn in Punarvasu and Moon in Mrigashira, Gemini. Daniel's ninth house, the domain of higher knowledge, philosophy, belief systems, long-term vision, and internal guidance, contains Saturn in Punarvasu and the Moon in Mrigashira, both placed in Gemini. This is a profoundly reflective and layered placement, suggesting that Daniel's pursuit of meaning is measured, curious, emotionally intellectual, and deeply process-oriented. The Moon in Mrigashira brings a searching, adaptive, and perceptive emotional nature, while Saturn in Punarvasu adds a tone of slow-building philosophical depth, moral responsibility, and eventual clarity through repetition and refinement. Together, they form a worldview that is thoughtful but flexible, skeptical yet longing for resolution, and structured in logic yet responsive to nuance. From an NLP perspective, this combination reveals a complex integration of auditory, digital, visual, symbolic, and kinesthetic processing. Daniel likely processes belief and meaning by asking, comparing, and reevaluating, using both mental contrast and emotional tone as filters. The Moon in Mrigashira prefers to explore through questions, metaphors, stories, while Saturn in Punarvasu wants to restore coherence and ethical alignment, often through reconstruction of fragmented truths. He may not adopt systems quickly, but once internalized, they become deep and self-authored. His motivation direction in the ninth house blends away from and towards. The Moon seeks novelty and understanding. Saturn avoids chaos and premature certainty. Daniel may initially resist rigid belief systems or overly emotional spiritual narratives, preferring to build his philosophy over time through questioning, pattern recognition, and slow inner ascent. He is not dogmatic, but he is precise. His long-range vision is shaped through contrast. He learns what's true by seeing what doesn't hold up, then recentering on what rings cleanly over time. His frame of reference is deeply internal, especially in philosophical or spiritual matters. The Moon in Mrigashira is inwardly restless and emotionally tuned, while Saturn in Punarvasu gives a moral architecture that slowly crystallizes through lived reflection. Daniel likely checks beliefs and worldviews not against authority or consensus, but against personal resonance, emotional integrity, and structural soundness. He listens to teachings, but only absorbs what stands the test of his own experience and pattern logic. His action style in the ninth is reactive with subtle periodic proactivity. Megashira moves by curiosity, Saturn by deliberation. He may not leap into new systems or ideologies, but he is always circling and testing ideas internally, responding when the structure feels both emotionally and mentally aligned. His learning process is recursive. He returns to themes, philosophies, and frameworks cyclically, refining his understanding across time. Daniel's learning and mentorship style is best described as gentle, layered, and structured. He doesn't rush to teach or share his beliefs, but when he does so with emotional clarity, logical grounding, and subtle authority. He may prefer writing, symbolic systems, or carefully framed verbal teaching, where language and emotional tone are both used as tools of transmission and healing. Altogether, Saturn in Punarvasu and Moon in Mrigashira in the ninth house give Daniel a thoughtful, emotionally intelligent, and architecturally structured philosophical system. His NLP drives in this domain reflect someone who learns, teaches, and believes through emotional resonance, internal reassembly, and conceptual clarity, not through performance or doctrine. He is here to rebuild meaning from fragments and to offer others a quiet path to truth that is subtle, intelligent, and enduringly whole. 12th house, Mars, Venus, and Sun in Hasta Virgo. Daniel's 12th house, which governs the unconscious mind, solitude, spiritual orientation, energetic boundaries, and the hidden architecture of motivation, contains Mars, Venus, and the Sun in Hasta, all placed in Virgo. This is an unusually concentrated and refined energetic structure in the house of withdrawal and behind-the-scenes intelligence. The 12th is typically subtle and difficult to access consciously, but with this cluster of planets in Hasta, Daniel's inner world is highly skilled, rhythmically attuned, and behaviorally exacting. Hasta, ruled by the moon, is associated with craftsmanship, the power of the hand, precision, and conscious manifestation, suggesting that Daniel's most potent processing happens in quiet, internal, or symbolic spaces, where he works invisibly but with powerful clarity and method. From an NLP standpoint, this combination reveals a deeply layered blend of kinesthetic, auditory, digital, and visual symbolic processing. Mars gives internal action and energetic tension, Venus provides aesthetic rhythm and subtle alignment, and the Sun contributes identity and self-evaluation, all working within a system that's nonverbal, process-oriented, and emotionally regulated. Daniel likely conducts much of his thinking and motivation in internal dialogue, private analysis, or subtle sensory feedback, where actions and choices are felt before they are seen, and timed for internal rightness over external pressure. His frame of reference here is deeply internal, even more than in other houses. Virgo and Hasta together filter experience through functional logic and behavioral integrity, and the 12th house dissolves surface identity, meaning Daniel's sense of self and desire is shaped in silence, precision, and control. He is unlikely to pursue goals for performance or external visibility. Instead, he prefers to calibrate internally, acting only when there is alignment between inner structure and outer timing. His motivation direction in the 12th is a refined blend of away from and towards. Mars and the Sun push toward clarity, solitude, and excellence, while Venus in Virgo avoids chaos, emotional clutter, and aesthetic dissonance. Daniel is pulled away from noise and into clean, elegant action, whether that's emotional refinement, spiritual stillness, or energetic clarity. He may retreat from environments that are too emotionally demanding, preferring to process in private, regulated spaces that allow him to recalibrate before reemerging. His action style is internally reactive with sharply timed bursts of proactivity. Mars in the 12th doesn't act impulsively, it waits. Venus designs timing, and the Sun here watches for rightness. Daniel may appear reserved or indirect in his actions, but when the time is correct, he can act with extreme clarity, precision, and technical power, especially in systems that require background mastery or emotional calibration. He knows how to move quietly and exactly, without drawing attention, but leaving lasting impact. His work preference in this house is strongly solo or subtle proximity. He needs time and emotional space to process, refine, and create. Whether in spiritual work, healing systems, behind-the-scenes design, or private problem-solving, he works best when his energetic boundaries are respected and he is allowed to follow his internal rhythm. In relationships or collaborative work, he may seem low visibility, but is often the silent force shaping the quality, tone, and precision of the shared space. Altogether, Mars, Venus, and Sun in Hasta in the 12th house give Daniel a precise, elegant, and quietly powerful internal operating system. His NLP drives in this domain reflect a personality that acts from inner calibration, creates from silence, and processes through the body and symbolic logic. He is not here for display. He is here to refine reality behind the scenes, mastering his field in solitude and offering his deepest intelligence in the moments where clarity, timing, and subtle impact matter most. Overall NLP drives for Daniel. Daniel's NLP architecture is grounded in internal referencing, cognitive precision, strategic language, and emotionally regulated perception. His chart consistently emphasizes mental clarity, subtle pattern recognition, and restrained emotional engagement, making him someone who processes deeply, expresses selectively, and acts only when timing and alignment are optimal. With dominant placements in Virgo, Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius, many in nakshatras tied to refinement, symmetry, and mastery, his system is wired for subtle calibration, symbolic logic, and quiet impact, rather than overt display or reaction. His primary processing styles are auditory digital, visual symbolic, and kinesthetic. Mercury in Swati and Saturn in Punarvasu give him structured, internally narrated thinking. Moon in Mrigashira and Jupiter in Shatabisha introduce symbolic layering and systemic modeling. And Mars, Venus in Hasta and Ketu in Rohini create body-based sensory awareness that's precise but non-reactive. He thinks in loops, frameworks, comparisons, often building understanding from fragments into elegant form and navigating emotion through structural processing rather than narrative immersion. Daniel's motivation direction leans toward away from in high-intensity interpersonal or emotional contexts and strongly towards an intellectual, aesthetic, or ethical domains. He instinctively avoids mess, imprecision, and superficiality, but is energized by opportunities to build systems, clarify ideas, refine methods, or heal through structure. Jupiter and Moon in the ninth give him a yearning for meaning, but he arrives at it not through belief, through emotional realism, internal resonance, and repeatable logic. His frame of reference is unwaveringly internal, whether in how he sees himself, Mercury and Rahu in the first, processes emotion, Moon in Mrigashira Ketu in Rohini, or takes action, Mars in the 12th, Daniel does not outsource evaluation. He listens, observes, absorbs, but ultimately filters everything through a refined personal signal of rightness. This can make him seem emotionally reserved or intellectually aloof, but in truth, it reflects a rigorous and disciplined alignment system. His chunking style blends specific to general in technical or behavioral contexts, and general to specific in philosophical or emotional ones. He deconstructs emotional dynamics quietly through contrast and observation, and builds structural understanding from repeated experience. His Sun, Mars, and Venus in Virgo give him a procedural mind. His Moon and Jupiter give him pattern-based meaning recognition. He doesn't generalize quickly. He builds generalizations from a base of internalized detail and felt resonance. His action style is largely internally reactive with externally timed bursts of proactivity. Mars and the Sun in the 12th house suggest action governed by invisible readiness and precision, rather than visible urgency. He doesn't act on impulse, but once action is clear, he moves swiftly and cleanly. He has a timing instinct that's more lunar and embodied than rational. When it's time, his moves are exact, minimal, and meaningful. His ideal work and learning preferences lie in solo and structured proximity settings. He performs best with quiet autonomy, clearly defined roles, and clean energetic space. He values collaboration, but only when boundaries are respected and communication is intelligent. Whether teaching, designing, solving, or supporting, Daniel prefers to contribute from a place of subtle authority and intentional rhythm, and is most fulfilled when his internal clarity is allowed to shape the external structure. In sum, Daniel's NLP drives reveal a system of precision, containment, rhythmic thought, and self-sourced truth. He is here not to perform, but to build clarity, translate meaning, and refine the emotional and intellectual environment through elegant, calibrated presence. His power lies in what is not said, in what is observed, distilled, and finally delivered only when it truly matters.